Program title page.
May 5th to 7th, 8 p.m. and May 8th, 2 p.m. Kinetic Light Wired, Edlis Neeson Theatre and online. About the work. The history of Barbedwire is inextricably linked to the history of Chicago. On November 24, 1874, Joseph F. Glidden of DeKalb, Illinois, a small city 60 miles west of the MCA, received a patent for The Winner, a design that would become the most widely produced model of barbedwire in the United States. With the twisting entwinement of three metal strands, Glidden radically transformed the American farming industry, ending the era of the open range and restructuring the Midwestern landscape into strictly defined tracts of land. Referred to as the Devil's Rope, barbed wire offered new possibilities for containment and control, acting as both an effective barrier for cattle and, perhaps most importantly, a clear and enforceable demarcation of private property. As we have come to understand, property has always been distributed disproportionately within this country, often accruing within the hands of white men. Footnote 2, Cheryl I. Harris, Whiteness as Property, Harvard Law Review, 106, number 8, June 1993, pages 1710 to 1901. And exclusion have disproportionately rippled through black and brown communities. The abandoned lot, the prison, the United States-Mexico border. Barbed wire enforces the boundaries of each, continuing to operate today as a material of oppression. Beyond its racial implications, barbed wire has also historically administered the involuntary segregation of disabled people from the rest of society, often demarcating the perimeters of institutions and representing various forms of cultural and societal othering, separation, confinement, or control. In spite of its role in incarceration, immigration, and institutionalization, three of our most urgent contemporary issues, barbed wire has largely evaded scrutiny. Wired brings these troubled histories to the fore, yet it also gestures toward the apparent contradictions of the material. Between the violence of its function and the intricate beauty of its design, between its sharpness, its delicacy, between its capacity to divide and its potential to connect. By attending to these tensions, Wired not only unearths little-known histories of barbed wire, but also points to the unexpected potential for pleasure held within this material. Just as Wired challenges us to view barbed wire differently, so too does this production challenge the conventions of dance and aesthetics through the lens of disability, as many of Kinetic Light's past performances have. As you experienced Wired, we invite you to consider the following question. How does barbed wire, a material typically used for confinement, open new possibilities for movement? Nolan Jimbo, Marjorie Sussman, Curatorial Fellow. Image description. Three dancers face each other on stage. Jaron Herman, a dark-skinned black man with blonde hair, stands boldly facing the others, his body tense with energy. His tight pants and leather top shimmer. His fist flies overhead as silver barbed wire cascades from head to feet. Alice Shepard and Laurel Lawson are stacked and lean in towards Jaron with concentrated expressions. Alice, a multiracial black woman with coffee-colored skin and short curly hair, hovers in the air. Laurel, a white woman with cropped hair, balances beneath her. She grips Alice's wheels while tilting on one wheel. Photo, Robbie Sweeney, The Kinetic Light. Running time is 100 minutes, which includes a 20-minute intermission. Live stream on May 7th. Accessibility. Accessibility and other programming for Wired was developed with Kinetic Light and MCA Advisory Partner Bodies of Work, a network of disability art and culture in the Department of Disability and Human Development at the University of Illinois Chicago. Wired honors histories of race, gender, and disability in America through an exploration of barbed wire. At times, the performance includes depictions of violence as well as disability-based and racial injustice. If you need to leave the theater at any point in the performance, please do so. Quiet spaces are available throughout the performance. You are welcome to re-enter whenever you are ready. ASL interpretation and audio description are available for all shows. There is no spoken dialogue in Wired. Audio description is available through Kinetic Light's app, Audimance. Orientation to and demonstration of the app will be available in the lobby prior to all shows, along with a tactile exhibit that serves as an introduction to the Wired set, props, costumes, and theatrical elements. Wired content and artistry will remain the same for all performances. The show shares many aspects of MCA's relaxed performances. Light haze is present in certain sections. There are no strobe lighting effects. Stimulation kits are available for all performances. The show will be live streamed on Saturday, including ASL, with one channel being audio described. Friday and Sunday's performances will offer an alternative lighting design.